You turn to Marketplace for the latest news about what's happening in the economy and how it impacts you and your community. When you donate to support our nonprofit newsroom, you can also get something a little more tangible. We have a great lineup of donor thank you gifts right now: a shrinkflation mini tote bag, water bottles, mugs, hats, and more. Contribute any amount to make a difference and pick up one of these gifts. Go to marketplace.org/givetech. The Federal Trade Commission makes it official. It's taking on the Everything Store in what could be one of its biggest cases yet. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Lily Jamali. Amazon is a monopolist. Those words are from the opening paragraphs of a lawsuit filed yesterday against the e-commerce giant by the FTC and 17 states. They say Amazon uses strategies that prevent sellers on its online marketplace from lowering prices elsewhere and compels them to use Amazon's logistics service in order to be eligible for Amazon Prime. That is the abridged version of the FTC's 170-plus page filing, parts of which are heavily redacted. An algorithm allegedly fueling much of this, referred to as Project Nessie, also makes an appearance. In a statement, Amazon called the case wrong on the facts and the law, adding it looks forward to making that case in court. Neil Chilson, the former chief technologist at the FTC and a research fellow with the Center for Growth and Opportunity, says Amazon's argument will likely hinge on the amount of value they've created.
Consumers may or may not remember that Amazon did not offer third-party services or third-party sellers as part of its initial product. Creating that online store has brought a ton of variety, and it's created business opportunities for hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of small businesses across the U.S. and the world. And so I do think that that will be their biggest argument, that the platform overall has created huge amounts of value for consumers and for sellers, and that that far outweighs any of the costs and creates a great value for consumers and for those sellers.
So do you agree with the way that the FTC has characterized what Amazon is doing?
I think they will have a difficult time showing that the ultimate effect of these two types of conduct is that it hurts consumers. Consumers love Prime. Sellers love using Prime as well because it gives them fast delivery. And so the fact that Amazon offers this, what is a pretty amazing service of, you know, two-day or sometimes even same-day delivery across the U.S. to third-party sellers is a big boon for consumers and also for sellers. So I think on that one in particular, it will be difficult for the FTC to show that consumers are harmed by offering that service to sellers under whatever conditions they offer.
How do you think this ends? I mean, how might this play out for Amazon?
Well, if history is any guide, at least recent history with the FTC's antitrust cases, Amazon should be feeling pretty good. The track record of the current FTC in bringing cases against large tech companies with not a ton of evidence about how consumers will benefit is weak. They've lost several times at this point. And so I don't know that they'll even get past that initial threshold. This will be long and drawn out. Amazon will fight tooth and nail here. The FTC has a lot at stake. So I don't know exactly how it's going to play out, but it will be a very contentious trial.
And the defense of Amazon that you laid out, that it has created huge amounts of value for both buyers and sellers, that sounds a lot like what Google is saying in a separate case brought by the Justice Department, which is challenging its dominance in search. Google says it dominates because it has the best product. I'm struck by the similarities there.
Yeah, and in under U.S. antitrust law, maintaining and growing a large market share because you have the best product is not only legal, it is it's a sign of success. And I think that is always the challenge that antitrust authorities face when they try to bring a case. They have to demonstrate that the anti-competitive effect is one that harms consumers ultimately. And I think they're going to have a tough time doing that in a case against Amazon.
That was Neil Chilson at the Center for Growth and Opportunity. Neil's view of this case is just one perspective. Another comes from Barry Lynn of the Open Markets Institute, who calls the FTC suit a first step to restoring the liberty of every individual and business who relies on essential internet platforms to exchange goods, services, and ideas with one another. You can read more on our website, marketplacetech.org. Expect to hear a lot about current FTC Chair Lina Khan as this case plays out. Khan gained recognition a few years back for a paper she wrote on Amazon as a student at Yale Law. She argued U.S. antitrust laws had failed to block Amazon from accumulating massive leverage over suppliers, competitors, and us, the consumer. The paper sparked debate about whether those laws were due for an update. We've posted a link to the New York Times profile of Khan from 2018. As Axios points out, it's worth noting talk of a possible FTC case against Amazon, one of this scale, goes all the way back to the Trump administration. We've also posted the FTC's full complaint, all 172 pages of it, plus Amazon's response. Rosie Hughes produced this episode. I'm Lily Jamali, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
Hey everyone, it's Rima Khreis, host of This is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.